You're holding daf ayin aleph omer aleph. Again, so what the Mishnah said, again, before the Mishnah we just had, well, if a person makes a neder, that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so if he makes it for 30 days, it's okay. He doesn't have to give her a get, he just make a parnas to somebody else to feed her during those 30 days. But if he makes the neder for more than 30 days, it says what? Yaitse, he should give a get. And he has to give her a ksuba. Now the Mishnah of Yudis said that the Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, if he made a neder for 1 month, they should still stay married. Ushnayim, poshnayim means more than 1 month, then is yoytsev eating ksuba. You have to give a ksuba. So the Gemara has a question now, Rabbi Yehuda, why may be Yisrael chodesh echad? That if the husband is a Yisrael, and he makes a neder against his wife, that his wife does not have any right to have any enjoyment from him, so it says if the neder is for 1 month, then she could take it, and he doesn't have to give her a get, but he'll appoint a mafarnas to support her in between. But if it's more than a month, then he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So Gemara asks, Haino Tanakama? Of course, the same thing the Tanakama said. The Tanakama also said, if he makes a neder for 30 days, is Yikayim, she could take it. Mashenkin, more than 30 days, then she has the right to get a get with the ksuba. So Yehuda is saying the same thing. He says, Chodesh Echad, the Chura month and 30 days is the same thing. So first thing Gemara says, Amra Abaya Tayy Kahanas Asalashminan. Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell us the Chiddush, if the husband is a Kohen. When the husband is a Kohen, then Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give a get so fast. Because if you give a get, you can't remarry her anymore. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. Then in case the husband is a Kohen and he makes a neder against his wife, for 2 months, they should still wait. He shouldn't give her a get, even though he made a neder for 2 months. More than 2 months, then he gives a get, and she gets a ksuba. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush. The Tanakama doesn't talk about a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda adds on that by Eishes Kohen, then they have to wait 2 months. Rava says, no, I'll tell you, even by Yisrael also there's a difference. That the Tanakama said 30 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Chodesh Echad, 1 month. That is the difference. Rava Omar, Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chosar, Igabanayu. Sometimes a month is only 29 days. So when a month is a Chosar, that's the difference. According to Tanakama, you always have to wait 30 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 29 days, she has the right to get a get and get a ksuba. So the nafkamina between 1 day by a chodesh chaser. Omar Rav says like this: Lo yisharnu ela b'meforish. That's what the Mishnah says. If the husband makes a neder up until 30 days, he doesn't have to give her a get, but rather let him just make him a mafarnes, somebody else to support her. If it's more than 30 days, then he has to give her a get. So Rav says the machlokes has been meforish. When the husband made the neder, he spoke out clearly how long he wants the neder for. Avul b'stam. Let's say he makes a neder stam. He doesn't say a time limit. He just says he's making a neder now that his wife has no right to have any enjoyment from him. So then Rav says, yoytzei li'alt of yitin ksuba. You have to give her a get right away, and she has the right to get a ksuba also. Even after 1 day, we don't have to wait anymore, 30 days. There is, when do we wait 30 days? If he says clearly the neder is for 30 days. But if he makes a neder stam without a time limit, then right away he gives her a get. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, afilu b'stam, even b'stam also, lo yaitzei. Even b'stam, he didn't say a time limit. He made a neder, his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. Still, we tell him not to give a get, lo yaitzei. Well, in other words, we still have to wait 30 days. Why? Because shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. Maybe in between these 30 days, the husband will find the Pesach, will go to a Chacham to be matted the Neder, and the Neder will go away. So even though he made the Neder like Li'olam, so what? It's possible he could be matted the Neder. So therefore we have to wait till 30 days go by. After 30 days, then we give the get. So the Gemara says, well, if L'gubay, Chodesimna, we had the same Machlokes Rav and Shmuel before. The Tanan, we had a Mishnah before. Hamader es Ishtoi mitash meshamita. If a man makes a neder that he can't live with his wife anymore, he makes a neder mitash meshamita. So Beshama yomim shtei shabosis. Beshama says that for 2 weeks they can still stay together. If the neder is like more than 2 weeks, then he has to give her a get. Or Beisul loymrim shabasachas. No, for 1 week they can take it. If the husband made a neder for more than 1 week that he's not going to live with his wife, so then he has to give her a get. That's what Machlokes Beisul and Beshamai. Now, V'yom HaRav, Rav said on that also, that Machlokes B'Meforish. Where is the machlokes b'Sillah and b'Shammai where the husband spoke out clearly? He makes a neder for 1 week or for 2 weeks. Avol b'stam, let's say the husband wakes up one morning and makes a stam neder without a time limit. He just tells his wife, I'm making a neder now that we're not allowed to live together anymore. So then the halacha is, Rav holds, yoytzei li out of eating suba. The husband has to give his wife a get right away. They don't even wait the week or 2 weeks. And she receives the ksuba right away. Says, Mama, the same way Rav is saying in our Mishnah here. Now that our Mishnah says, wait a month, that's only if he spoke out, he's only making the nether for a month. But if he made the nether stam, I'm making an isser, my wife can't have any, she can't have any enjoyment from me, then we say he has to give her a get right away. So the Chur Rav said this one time. And Shmuel, Shmuel says in that Mishnah before, that afilu b'stam nami lo yaitzei, no, even if the husband made a neder stam, he's not going to live with his wife anymore, without a time limit, still we don't tell him to give a get right away. We tell him to wait either the 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, or the 1 week according to Beis Hillel. Why? For the same svara, that Shema yimsa pesach l'nidrei, maybe in between the husband will go to a chacham, to be matter his neder. So even though he made a neder, stam, mizumashma, without a time limit, but no, we still tell him to wait the 1 or 2 weeks, because maybe we matter the neder. So who the kashra is, why do we have to have the machlokes two times, Rav and Shmuel, on our mission here? And in the mission we had before, it's the exact same svara. Svara says, no tzricha. We need the machlokes Rav and Shmuel two times. The yitma behi, if we would have only learned the machlokes now, Mishnah over here, where the neder is that she can't have enjoyment, she can't be fed from the husband. I tell you, kama rav. No, forget. Viitma behim is the one before, about Tashma Shamita, when the husband makes a neder. He can't live with his wife anymore. I would tell you over there, kama rav mishum liyashim b'mafarnes. Why does Rav say over there that if the husband made a neder stam without a time limit, the din is he has to give her a get right away, because there he can't make him a mafarnes, he can't appoint somebody else to live with his wife. There's a chiyuv miser involved. She's an eshes ish. Nobody else could live with her. So there, since the husband can't appoint a shliach, that's why Rav is so machmir to say he has to give her a get right away. Abu Baha, Mashenka, now a mishnah over here, where the neder is that his wife can't have enjoyment from him. He can't feed his wife. If so, the eshev of a farnes, it's possible, like we had in yesterday's daf, that it's possible to make a shliach. Let him just say to the husband, kol hazon, whoever wants to support my wife can go and do it. Now, since it's possible to get somebody else to support her, so it's not so important to give her a get right now, maybe we should wait out to 30 days. Maybe you'll be mad to the nether. His aim and moidele l'shemuel, maybe I would have thought that in our mission here, by feeding your wife, Rav would agree to Shmuel, that even though he made a neder stam, don't give a get right away, let's wait the 30 days. Maybe in between the husband will be matter the neder. That's the chiddush. No, even in this case with the shayach and mafarnes, still Rav says, if the husband made a neder stam, we see how much he hates his wife, so therefore he has to give her a get right away. The yitma b'ho, if we would have only had the machlokes by our mission here, where the neder is to feed his wife or not to feed his wife, I would tell you, maybe only in our mission the Shmuel say that even though he met a neder stam, we tell him to wait 30 days. You don't have to give a get right away. Why? Mishum diev shebim afarnes. Because it's possible to appoint somebody else to feed his wife. So since it's possible to get somebody else to feed his wife for the 30 days, that's why maybe Shmuel says there's no rush to give a get. Let's wait the 30 days. Avol b'yahi, but maybe in the Mishnah before, where the husband makes a neder, he can't live with his wife anymore. She's also b'tashma shamita. So maybe there, eim emoidele l'rav, maybe Shmuel would also agree to Rav, if the husband makes a neder stam, that means he doesn't stay a time limit, that he can't live with his wife anymore, maybe then Shmuel would also agree to Rav, he has to give her a get right away. Is tericha, we need the chiddush no. Before also, Rav, Shmuel still says no, that we always tell the husband, you don't give the get yet. Wait before, it's a question of waiting 1 week, according to Beis Hillel, or wait 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai. And the svar is because, maybe he'll be matter the neder. So we need the machlokes both places, the chiddush in both places. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, Hamaderes ishtoi shloi titoin echod mikol haperus. If the neder was made, we'll soon see the case is where she makes a neder that she can't eat any more apples. And when the husband hears about the neder, he is mekayim the neder. He says, okay, let the neder be chal. So then our Mishnah says, yaitzei v'yitein ksuba. He has to give her a ksuba right away. Mashma that day, we don't wait 30 days. If we tell him Yaitzib, he thinks Suba. So Mar says, Vishlay Malarav, it's okay, the Mishnah according to Rav, Kan Vistam, Kan Bemeforish. Now the kasher is why in the first case of the Mishnah, we tell him to wait 30 days. We don't say to give a get right away. If he makes a neder that she can't have any enjoyment from him, there the din is to wait 30 days. And how come the second case in the Mishnah, where the neder was she can't eat any apples, we tell him to give a get right away? So according to Rav, it's very good. By the apples we're talking about where the neder was tam. There was no time limit in the neder. Therefore, according to Rav, where there's no time limit in the neder, the din is to give a get right away. And the ratio that says to wait 30 days, that's where there was a time limit. If the neder was that for 30 days she can't eat apples, that's okay. We tell her go 30 days without eating apples. It's not so gefährlich. And afterwards, you can eat apples. So according to Rav, it's very good why in the ratio we have to wait 30 days. And in the case of the apples, the fruits, we give her a get right away. Elul is Shmuel Kasha. But according to Shmuel, it's a Kasha. Shmuel says even Bistam, even there's no time limit in the nether, still we tell them to wait 30 days before he gives her a get. Because maybe the husband will be mad to the nether. Says so, why by the apples, by the fruit, do we say the husband has to give her a get right away? Why don't we also wait 30 days? So Mora says, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here, our Mishnah, k'goin chenodruhi. We're talking about now where she made the neder. The wife woke up one day and made a neder that she can't eat any more apples. V'kayim lo'ihu. And the husband was mekayim it. Usually the halacha is when the husband hears about the neder, he has a right to be made for it. He could say nothing doing, the neder is not chal. Okay, it's not chal. But if when the husband hears about it, he says, yes, I want the nether to be chal. That's called he was mekayim. He made the nether strong. The nether is chal. That's what we're talking about. Uksav Rameir Meir holds who noisen etzba ben shineho. That the Chur Stam Mishnah goes according to Rameir. And Rameir holds when even though she is the one that started off making the nether, like she said she can't eat any apples, but since the husband was mekayim it, he didn't say no. He let the nether stay. It's called he's causing the trouble. That's called who noisen etzba ben shineho. He's putting his hands in her mouth. He's the one that's causing it. So that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. And the Reisha, when the husband makes the neder, and there we say for 30 days it's not so bad. But here, where she makes the neder, and he was mekayim it, this is worse. Over here, we say he has to give her a get right away. Like Rashi said, the difference is, if he makes the neder himself, maybe you'll find the pesach to the neder. But over here, where she made the neder, and he was mekayim it, so we see he's not going to find the pesach for the nether. So that's why we say you give a get right away. That's the difference so far. Later we'll see another difference. Now the Gemara Sakashi, is that true? The Sava Rabbi Meir, because Pashtun means Rabbi Meir, because the Stam Mishnah Pashtun is Rabbi Meir. So if our Mishnah goes and the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir holds that when she makes the nether, and he is Mekayim, if he says okay, even though she made the nether, it's called he's starting up. Because since he had the right to be made for it, to make it nothing, and he let it stay, it's called he's starting the trouble. For the Gemara, is that true? Uksava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzav ain't shenel? It's called like he's putting his hands in her mouth. Is that true? Uksava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzav ain't shenel? For your tiny, we learned like this. Ha'isha shenodra benozir. An isha, a wife, that made a neder, she wants to become a nozir, a nazira. For Shama Bailan, the husband heard about this. For lo heifala, he wasn't made for the neder. He said, very good, go be a nazira. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimrim, he nos netzba ben shineho. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say she's the one that's causing it. She put her hand in her mouth. Lefikach, therefore, him rotza baal lahofa yofer. That's for sure. If when the baal first heard about the nether, he wanted to be made for it, he could be made for the nether. But v'yimomar eifshe b'yishin edranis. Let's say the husband was not made for the nether. The husband let the nether go through, and then later on he says, I can't take a wife that makes nedarim. The halacha is teitzah, he has the right to give her get, and she lays the ksuba, she doesn't get the ksuba. He has a good time with the husband. I can't take a wife that makes nedarim, even though he was the one that was mekayim it. So Chura, you see, it's not called he's causing the trouble. It's like Rameya says here, she's causing the trouble. And a husband doesn't like such a wife. So Chura, you see, the Rameya holds that it's not he that's causing the trouble, but it's she that's causing the trouble. Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Lezer, they're the ones that say, Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Lezer, Rambam, who nice and that's a ben shenehel? No, since the husband had the right to be made for it, and instead he was Mekayim, he said, let the nether be, he's causing the trouble. Lefikach, therefore, Imratza ba'aloha for yofra. Of course, if the husband wants to be mefer right away and say nothing doing, then neder is not chal, not a nezira, he could do it. But v'yimomar, if he didn't do that, he let the neder be chal, and later he wakes up and says, yeshav isha nedranis, I can't take such an isha that has the darim on her, so he wants to give her a get, true? Good, give her a get, yaitse give her a get, but v'yitink suba, you have to give her a suba, because you're the one that's causing it, not her. So the kid, so we see Rabbi Yossi is the one that says he causes it, and Ramei is the one that says she causes it. So it's not like our Stam Mishnah. The Chora our Stam Mishnah goes according to Ramei, and our Stam Mishnah is saying he is the one that's causing it, not her. So we must change it around like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu, Aimrim, who nice in that? Rabbi Meir holds the husband is the one that's causing the trouble. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Aimrim, he nosna. No, she is the one that's causing the trouble. For the Gemara, is this true, Rabbi Yossi? The Sava Rabbi Yossi, he nosna, she is the one that's causing the trouble when she made the neder. For your Tanam, we learn like this. Rabbi Yossi says now Mishnah, the Anius shlo nosna kitzva. In the case of an Anius where she made a neder, that she can't wear a perfume, so if she's an Ania, a poor lady, then we say she only gets a get if there's no kitzva, the neder goes loylem. No time limit. If she, the neder was, she can never wear makeup, then he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. So, Chura, how could you say Rabbi Yossi says that she is the one that's causing the problem? Then she should not get a ksuba, and now Mishnah says clearly, in such a neder, the husband has to give her a get and has to give her a ksuba. So, see, clearly it's called the husband that's causing the trouble, not her. So, what's the Nechonami change around like this? Amos said better like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Yomrim. Who Naisin and Echnami, both Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, they both hold that he, the husband, since he wasn't made for the nether, he let the nether stay, it's considered he is the one that's causing the problem. Therefore, if he gives her a get, he has to give her a ksuber also, because he's the one that's causing the problem. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezda, Omrim, they are the one that says, no, he nosna, that she is the one that's causing the problem. Since she started off to make the nether, even though the husband wasn't made for it, the husband was mekayim it, but so what? Who asked her to start off making the nether? That's Rabbi Lezda and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezda swore. Fred Gemara, is this true? V'sava Rabbi Yehuda, he nosna, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds she is the one that's causing the trouble, not him? For your Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, be Yisrael, Yemechot. If a tenacious Yisrael, and she, in the same case where she made a nether, and the husband was Mekayim the nether, so after one day, he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. She see, look, it's called the husband is causing the trouble, not her. Says Yemechot Yikayim, if it's one day, they should stay. More than one day, then the husband has to give her a get with a ksuba. So you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds, he, the husband is causing the trouble. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda holds, she is causing the problem? If she was causing the problem, she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. Say like this. Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yossi, and Echlami, all three of them say, Aimrim, who nice saying? All three of them say the husband is the one that's causing the problem. Since he was not made for the nether, he let the nether go, he was mekayim the nether, he is the one that's causing the problem. For Rabbi Lezer, he's the only one that says, Rabbi Lezer, why may he nosna? That's the way you have to be gerus. So only Rabbi Lezer holds, she is the one that caused the problem. V'yam tim tzalayim, another territory is like this. Zugi zugi katani. No, you have to make zugi zugim. And aimer like this, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, why may he nosna? In Echonami. You have to, that's not a mistake. When you have four people, usually it's two on one side and two on the other side. You don't usually have three on one side and one on the other side. So if it's better to say, attack, it's two and two. It's zug zug. Two says he's causing the problem, and two saying she's causing the problem. Which two are saying she's causing the problem? In Echlam Rabbi Meir. Amen say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Rim, he knows no. So we'll soon have a kasha. But the Chur, we have to say Rabbi Meir says she is the one that's causing the problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rim, who knows thing? That he is causing the problem. If so, we had a kasha. Our Stam Mishnah, Chur goes according to Rabbi Meir. And now the Stam Mishnah says that the husband is causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get an ksuba. So I tell you, v'ho stam adloik remeya in echnami. Our Mishnah, our Stam Mishnah is not like remeya. Not every Stam Mishnah has to be remeya. Usually a Stam Mishnah is remeya. But if we have a reason here to say it can't be Rav Meir, so our Mishnah is not Rav Meir. Our Mishnah Taka says he is the one that's causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get on Iksuba. Rav Meir himself says no, she is causing the problem, she would not get Iksuba. Fred Zmar now, Vesava Rabbi Yossi, the Yanis. That Rabbi Yossi says that the nether is that she can't wear any perfume. So she's a poor lady, and there's no kitzvah, there's no end to the nether. The nether was like Lailam, that she can never wear perfume. And when the husband heard it, the husband was Mekayim, says, yes, I want a nether, so then he has to give her a get, and she gets a ksuba. Alma, what do we see? Says, Baal Motzi Mefer. But it's a time now, how come the husband wasn't made for this nether? Mashma, if the husband wanted to, he could be made for it, say this nether is nothing. For a minute, we'll have a kasher on this. Eilu dvorim shabal mefer. Not every single nether that your wife makes can the husband be mefer and say it's nothing doing. There are lochas, which nether the Baal could be mefer, and which nether he can't. But this is the klal. Eilu dvorim, these are the nedorim shabal mefer, that the Baal could be mefer. Dvorim sheyesh bem inu nefesh. Something has to do with inu nefesh. Inu nefesh means it hurts him. It's painful to the body. Like Tashma Shamito, if she makes nether not to live with him, he could be made for that nether. That's called inu nefer, something that hurts the body himself, hurts him. Or else it says, im erchat, im layerchat. If I'll wash myself or not wash myself. Im eskashit, im layeskashit. If I'll put up jewelry or not. That's called inu nefesh. And Omer Rabbi Yossi says, no, ein elu nidra inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not called inu nefesh. V'yelu ein nidra inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, what's called inu nefesh? She makes a nether, mama, she likes starve. She's hurting her body. Just to make a nether, she won't wash herself, or she won't put up makeup. That's not called she's hurting herself. Rabbi Yossi says, that's not called inu nefesh. And those in the dorm, the husband cannot be made for him. What's called inu nefesh, she's making pain for herself, and she makes a nether, she won't eat. She won't put nice clothing on. That's like hurts her. Perfume is not that bad. But did they survive him not?